PR politics. Jimmy, one thing that confuses me, because it doesn't make any common sense whatsoever to me, and that is, what is the rationale behind the regulations? And they're not even regulations, but the country has been absolutely hypnotized into taking various inoculations to theoretically prevent COVID, and then taking boosters that are really causing problems. Why is the government doing that, Jim?
Massive propaganda effort in order to, in my view, protect their policies, political policies, to force and mandate vaccines. They can't back away from what they had initially put forward, because this White House is really incapable of doing that. They can't be honest about anything with the border. They can't be honest with anything about, you know, what happened in Afghanistan with crime. They're not being honest about any of these different issues that are affecting Americans on a daily basis, including the economy. But this COVID issue is very, very critical to full confidence and fear of what could happen to you if your government fails. And if they don't continue to push down this road, then that means they have to accept that they made a mistake. I don't think they can make a mistake. They can accept making a mistake. And I think there are multiple reasons why. One is the pharmaceutical companies were bought into this process and they trusted them. The pharmaceutical companies are who they depend on for most of the research and the studies. The government and the FDA and the CDC and, of course, National Institute of Health depended on them. They were integrated with them in this kind of public-private partnership. The companies want to make a ton of money. They have tremendous amount of influence. They had, and of course, the fear factor that went along here pushed the government into a direction. And then the government entities now are unwilling to accept that that was a mistake. And
Jimmy,
so they're trying to
Jimmy,
cover it up.
Whatever happened to moral values? I mean, the execs know there's something amiss in what's going on with the drugs that they are providing. Why don't they just say, you know what, we're going to stop what we're doing, we're going to continue to research this, and hopefully the next one out will be very safe?
Well, think about what happens if they accept that they knew that something was wrong with this stuff. Then that means their liability. Remember, the government gave them immunity from liability over these issues.
Right.
If, in fact, they admit, or it turns out, that they knew there were problems and they were not forthcoming with the government or with the public, then that takes away that immunity. That means they're susceptible to massive, massive fines. And of course, as long as they can keep pushing this agenda, as long as they can keep this, you know, kind of hoping that everything turns out all right,
right,
then they make a ton of money, billions and billions and billions of dollars.
So
I think that's the incentive. I also think the political incentive here is very important, that the government officials do not want to admit that they were forcing vaccinations on people that would not work, and that people lost their jobs because of it. You're starting to see lawsuits come forward, and some of them successful lawsuits, about these mandates and forcing people out of employment because of the government mandates. But the damage done to the economy and the damage done to the psyche of the American people is far, far greater than that. And as long as these major corporations that have tremendous amount of influence can try and shape the opinion that this was had nothing and they could just sweep it under the rug over time, that's exactly what they're going to do. And unfortunately, we have an administration, you're right, that has no integrity, and no one holds them accountable for it, because the advantage goes to the liar.
What a shame. You know, America has been sitting on top of a pedestal for a very, very long time. And unfortunately, the folks at Pfizer, Moderna, and some of the other pharmaceutical companies are chipping away at that pedestal, so America is going to fall down. What do you guys out there listening in, what do you think about that? You know how to get a hold of us. Just go on the blog, www.kereport.com.
Yeah, go to the KER politics link onto the right side, the little flag, that's where the blog for the politics section is.
Right.
So, you know, what we're seeing now is the political collapse of the Democratic Party, because the more they push these agendas, the more that they try to cover up what they've done with the border, what they've done with the economy, what they've done in foreign policy issues with crime in America, the more they look stupid. And that's what you see right now in the White House briefings. But you've got this dilemma for the Democratic leadership with Joe Biden in office, and the incumbent always has the advantage. So nobody is stepping up. You're not hearing much of anything other than maybe from Gavin Newsom of anybody stepping up to say they're going to run against him.
Right.
And they're all waiting with bated breath to see what's happening while he's being crushed politically right now by his own party because of this classified document scandal, because of the many, many major issues that he's failed with, and a very low approval rating that really hasn't gone up at all. It's gone down from the time he was started.
You know, I want to mention one thing. I want to change the subject just briefly because it really builds on what we were talking about right now. And take out the word were, what we are talking about right now. I want to make a comment on the southern border. I talked about this in a daily editorial that went out, I can't remember what day it was, earlier this week. But I do a Bible study, and in that Bible study, I've got a couple of what I would call very high rollers in the Border Patrol. And I want to say that the subject of what's going on the southern border came up yesterday. And the thing that one of my friends who was in charge of an entire crossing said is, he said, the problem that we have on the southern border is the staff doesn't even know what to think. You know, why are we here? Why are we here? What's going on? Is this going to turn into something totally unmanageable? The morale of those folks is extremely low. Never thought I'd see that in America, Jim.
No, you're seeing it not only in this Customs and Border Protection, the CBP officers. You're seeing it in Homeland Security overall. You're seeing it in the military,
right,
where massive numbers of soldiers are like, what is going on here? I'm tired of being told about, you know, gender training and LGBT acceptance and transitioning, a handful of soldiers into another gender.
Yeah.
And being forced to accept that, and then watching what happened after 20 years of combat, walking away from, Afghanistan and allowing Iraq, you know, we did walked away the same in Iraq in 2014 and caused tremendous pain and suffering.
Yeah.
Military's feeling it. I would imagine the Transportation Department's feeling it. It's a comprehensive lack of leadership across the board with this administration of incompetent people that are politically active, politically supported, but really more focused on the image than the substance of what they need to do to manage this nation and to protect it.
Jimmy, you were involved actively for most of your career in Army intelligence. You were decorated by various countries in the Middle East. You did a great job. How were things back in those days in terms of morale? Because we're going back, probably 10 years, huh?
Yeah, I mean, people had a motivation. They had a purpose. They believed in what they were doing. Whether or not it was, you know, it's turned out that much of it was facade and a front, you know. And so that's the problem. You had tremendous, I mean, really up to 10 million American soldiers fought in Iraq and Afghanistan over a 20-year period.
Yeah.
And everything they fought for, all our friends, you know, my friends that were died or killed, or like my son, who's 100% disabled now and from his Afghanistan deployments, you lose heart. And I imagine the same feeling after 10 years of Vietnam, where you just like, what the heck? We just walk away.
Sure.
Though this was much more rapid and much more devastating for long-term stability of the United States.
Yeah.
Cold War times, things were different. This is really a different feeling as we watch, as we throw a lot of money into Ukraine and potentially face very global significant actions out there.
Let me wrap this thing up, Jimmy, by saying, you know, to all of our listeners, please, if you agree with us, make your voices known. We have to better the country with not demonstrations, but making your voices known. See you next week.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.